Hi, everyone. Welcome to Girl Code.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Sorry, we got the giggles. That's why I wasn't making eye contact.
You know how they tell couples to do that thing where, like, you stare? That's what I feel like.
That's what we're doing.
Like, we're in couples counseling.
We are. Like, should we, like,
don't touch
me? Yeah, disgusting.
But that's what it feels like. And sometimes it's just too intense. But anyway, welcome
back. Professionals.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, season four. Do you know what I just realized? Season four, 2024, season four, the plot. 2024, the plot.
It's all
for the plot.
Four
something.
Is four an angel number? Not that I believe in that.
444 is actually the numbers that I see all the time. So thanks for asking.
Wow. And this is your year. We said that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This year.
Stunning.
And last year. Every year. It's like this year's going to be my year.
This year, I just feel like has a different energy.
It does.
I didn't feel this way last year.
Last year just felt, we were talking about this in the last episode between our episode seasons. So like season two and season three like merged together. And I think 2022 and 2023 for me also merged together. It felt like one consecutive year. I don't feel like it was like bam, bam.
Yeah.
And I feel like this year it's bam.
Yeah, like I feel like fresh. This is a fresh start.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, so this week's episode.
Ooh.
First juicy episode back. We're doing dating advice, but not really our advice.
No.
We're critiquing the advice that you may find online.
So we went on TikTok for the first time ever and and went through and found all the most popular or common, reoccurring, interesting, insert any more adjectives there, dating advice we could find. Some of it controversial, some of it we agree with, but that's what we're going to talk about this episode.
Take everything we say with a grain of salt. Mm-hmm. If you don't believe in it, that's fine. We're just sharing.
I also feel like this year we should probably start disclaiming that if it's not obvious, we're in no way, shape or form a professional.
Oh, yes.
Or like legally giving advice.
Surely they can sense that from the energy.
I feel like everyone knows that we contradict ourselves. Yeah. We're just going through our 20s. We're not professionals. We just share
our
opinions and what we would do in the situation. I just felt like we probably should
address that.
Maybe mention that before we get into this.
So take everything with a grain of salt.
Thank you.
Okay, starting off, This was a big one. Men fall in love with a woman's absence.
Unfortunately, so true.
I do agree with this.
Mm.
I think it kind of goes hand in hand with like if you come on too strong, it's just they retract. Whereas if you're a little bit more unavailable, it is a little bit toxic. It is a little bit.
But like, it's also healthy to have
games.
Time apart. We don't have to look at it through a toxic lens.
You could, but also you could not.
Like you could totally, like if you guys are fighting, like book a trip to Miami.
I'm absent. There you go. Surely he will love me now.
Or, you know, you could spend more time with your friends and put effort into yourself in a healthy way and make them realize they're not the center of your universe.
Yeah. So I
either one.
Either. I think it does. I think absence can help a lot.
I am so clingy. Like, let me make this clear. My boyfriend and I attached at the hip, so I'm not super qualified on this. But what I will say is when we do have time apart, like if I have to travel for work or him or vice versa, I love that feeling of him being like, I miss you. I'm like,
and
I know you do.
It's like, oh my God, it's so exciting.
Yeah. Yes. I feel like boys, they really do,
they
like,
do
miss you. It's probably because we like carry the weight.
Oh, we could deep dive on this, baby. We could deep dive. Yeah.
But yeah, they do. I completely agree with that. Distance makes the heart grow fonder.
That's like, I agree with that.
Oh, I love this one. So you know how a guy will be like, what do you want to do for our first date? Where do you want to go? What do you want to eat? And in your head, you're thinking, I want you to come on with it. Like you want them
tell me what's booked.
You want them to be in their masculine and be like, I've booked a dinner here.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this. Mm-hmm. Hot. They could even take it a step further. Maybe ordering.
Maybe ordering send you your boarding pass. Like, let's step it up a notch in 2024, okay?
Right? And if that's what you want, or it might even be, I don't know, it could be anything, right? It could be what do you want to watch on a show? And you're just like, stop asking me, take control. But you can't say that because it's kind of rude.
It is.
You know, to be like, I want you to be in your masculine and I want you to choose.
Yeah.
What we're going to say now is, I trust your judgment.
I think that is potentially one of the best things I've heard on TikTok.
Because it's so simple.
It's so good.
It's polite. And it's the truth. It's like saying, I trust your judgment.
That is so good.
It's not like, oh no, you pick, and sounding like,
why can't you choose?
Yeah, you know, revert back to our episode with Margarita Nazarenko for more feminine energy advice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, next one. This was a popular one. All the girlies screaming, don't send the paragraph.
How many times have you received a paragraph? Let's say you're fighting with a guy and he like
sends
the sits there like crying in his bedroom, typing out a little like poorly, not grammatically correct paragraph about his feelings. How many times have you opened that and gone like, oh, or have you gone, what a loser?
I just think the paragraph, the big paragraph, I don't know.
Do less
than a big paragraph. I think if you actually have something that you have a lot to say on and it's like with your boyfriend, talk about it in person. Don't send a paragraph.
We're not doing paragraphs in 2024. We're not
texting back and forth over like, no.
I don't think there's any situation that you should be sending
a massive paragraph.
A paragraph, or even worse, the paragraphs where you have to click into the note because they've typed something so long that it turns into a note. That is my biggest ick.
No.
I shall never be receiving one of those.
I think I used to do that for sure in my toxic phase.
Oh my God, same. I've definitely rage paragraphed before.
Totally.
But it's, you always look back and regret sending it.
Why did I do that?
Yeah.
Even just like, let's call. So much better.
Let's call, let's meet up, or just keep it short and sweet.
Keep it short and sweet. I love a short and sweet text.
Like short to the point. You made me feel like this. Yeah. I don't like this. Whatever. But I agree. I think it should be a call.
Yeah.
And also, like, if we don't like receiving it, think about the men.
Yeah.
As if they're reading it. They're also just going, what the fuck?
It's so true. Like, they probably read the first two sentences and then they address that. They don't even look at the whole paragraph.
No. Nothing in the body is getting acknowledged.
No.
It'll be, like, up there and down here.
Yeah.
It's so don't.
Just don't send it.
Just type it in your notes.
Type it in your notes. Let it out. And then text them and be like, let's call, or just go and see them in person.
Yeah, write it in your journal.
Yeah.
Out paragraphs.
Huge paragraphs.
Don't ever send me one.
Immediately no.
And we'll not reply. Okay, this one's kind of toxic, but it's not. It's up to your own perception. I don't think it's that toxic.
Okay,
cool. When a man wants to go 50-50 with you on a first date.
Oh, this is a good one.
This is what you're going to say. So Bill comes. Mm-hmm. He's like, let's split it. I actually just like threw up a little bit in my mouth.
If he asked you on the date.
Okay, so he asked you on a date. It's your first date.
First date.
You're at a lovely restaurant. Mm-hmm. Bill comes, waiter hands it to him. He pushes it back to the middle of the table and says, let's split. You're going to say this. Oh my God. Wait, so you just want to be friends? I'm so embarrassed. I thought this was a date the whole time. And then you pay and you never see them again.
Genius. Oh my God. TikTok comes out with some good stuff. That's so good.
I thought
this was a date.
How good is that?
I'm loving the polite, very feminine, but firm responses. Like, what was the first one? I trust your judgment.
I trust your judgment.
Oh, do you just want to be friends? Like, this is so good.
We're in our feminine this year.
We are.
I'm really in my feminine energy right now.
Because you're not being rude. You're not like, let's.
No.
I'm not paying.
It's just like knowing standards.
It's standards, yeah.
And like, if you're someone who's down, then like be down. Mm-hmm. But I'm not. So that's what I would say.
We are, however, not.
No. This guy made a TikTok that I was watching and he was saying that men are so angry at women. Like a lot of men are so angry at women because back in the day when women couldn't really get jobs, they had to find a man to support them, right? A lot of women would end up dating losers just because out of like necessity, survival, and you know, that's just the way it was back then, right? So these losers all had great women, right? Whereas now we're all doing our own thing. We all realize we don't need men. We want them. So no one's dating the losers, right? And now they're all so fucking angry that no one's dating them that they're like, oh, gold diggers. Oh, like girls just want. And it's like, no, girls just have standards now and we can buy our own dinner. We can do all this stuff. So just like someone in their masculine energy.
Yes.
So then we can be in our feminine. And again, not for everyone, but
you want to be in your masculine, then that's fine.
It definitely resonated with me because, you know, you see all that backlash of like women, in those interviews and the guy's like, how much is your engagement ring? And she's like, oh, it was this much. And the guy's like, what do you bring to the table to deserve that?
Oh, yeah.
That's the type of guy I'm speaking about. It's like, no, we're allowed to date whoever we want. And if our standards are that we don't pay on the first date, then like, that's
your
cool.
Standard. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Move along, Stephen.
I think that's such a good point. Is like, if you have specific standards, don't let people make you feel bad.
No.
If you want to date someone that earns this much to support the lifestyle that you want, like, that's, there's nothing wrong
with
that.
I don't think it's shallow. I think it's fair.
I think, like, it's whatever you want in your life. It's your life.
True. And having one thing doesn't mean you have to sacrifice the other thing. Yeah. You can find someone who's like successful, lives the lifestyle that you want and is great. Or you could find someone who doesn't want to have a job and maybe you want to be the breadwinner and you're happy to have them as a stay-at-home husband. It doesn't matter what the fuck you want to do, but we're not feeling bad for it in 2024.
No.
And yeah, that's what you say if you don't want to pay.
I love that one.
How embarrassing. I would die.
That's so good. Okay, the next one is a quote that was just trending as part of like a dating advice thing. But it's the mindset of, this is who I am, take it or leave it.
Ooh, out.
I disagree with that. I think that people can change, and I think in a relationship you can grow and learn and be better. So I don't know. I don't agree with the "this is who I am, take it or leave it" mindset.
I don't agree with it, but I can understand certain elements of it. Like, I think there are some things that you just cannot change about your partner.
Oh, like your morals?
Yeah.
Like, if you've got morals and values, like, I don't expect them to.
No.
Sway on that, but like behavior things.
Yeah, like, let's say you have a boyfriend, he finishes work and he goes to the pub and he spends all his money gambling or on drinks or like whatever it might be.
And then he says, this is who I am.
And he's like, this is who I am, take it or leave it. But he's like complaining about money, like that kind of thing. No, you can change.
Yeah.
Or, you know, how he treats you, those things can change. But I think obviously there's core things like religions, politics, morals.
Yeah.
Those kind of things.
Some things you can't. I think like morals and values, but behavioral things, like we said, like small things people can change.
Yeah.
Like, look at us. We've both changed, hopefully, in a good way.
Truly. I feel so much healthier.
But it's true. So I don't know. I disagree with that.
If you meet someone and you say, I like them, but it's done.
Oh, it's done.
We're not doing it.
Okay. Yeah.
Obviously, everything's circumstantial, but it's like, okay, I like them, but they don't have a job.
I think it's the size of the but.
Okay.
I think, like, I like them, but
it's just like, at the start, you
should. I don't know.
Like, at the start, it should be like, I like them.
Yeah.
There should be no but.
There should be, yes. Yeah. If it's like a big but.
Big but. What type of but would you?
The size. I think if it's like, I like him, but he has no ambition, that's a big one.
That's a big but. Or
I like him, but I hate the shoes that he wears. Like, right. That's like, you.
True. That one's fine. You can change
that.
I'm
like 50-50
on. No, I see what you mean. Yeah. I like him, but he.
He doesn't have the quite, like, the same, like, fashion that I would. I don't know. I'm just like.
He smells like shit.
He doesn't wash. There's like levels. I think, yeah. If it's like a big one, a big butt. Sorry.
A big, big juicy butt.
Then, yeah, there shouldn't be a big butt.
Like, true. I like him, but.
Small things. It's kind of like the this is who I am, take it. Like, people can change a little bit.
Okay. So 50-50 on that 50-50.
Okay. This one is going to be a divided conversation. Okay. The man has to love the woman more, or they have to love each other exactly equal.
For it to work?
For it to work long term.
Ooh, I've heard this thrown around.
I've always heard the man has to love the girl more. Otherwise, it will never work.
I think by nature, women are a lot more giving with their energy and everything.
Like, very nurturing. Yes. Willing to do everything.
So I think if you're already like that, plus you like them more, I think it's too.
It's too much.
Too much. I think,
and like we were saying, absence.
Makes the heart grow fun.
So, like, what we were saying at the start, like, if you're two, then they retract.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it's like
I think I do agree with this a little
bit. Yeah, I do. I know it's, like, kind of like.
I know it doesn't sound good.
Do you think our boyfriends love us more? Should we call them and ask?
I think it works with us because our boyfriends, like, really.
Should we start a fire?
Put in so much effort with us.
Okay, true. They do.
I think we love each other the same, but our boyfriends work, like, really hard with
us. They probably have to. Like, poor things.
I know.
They deserve compensation.
What I mean? Like, They work overtime for us. Like, it can be super hard to deal with sometimes.
Speak for yourself.
I don't know about you. I can be such a brat.
No, same.
So I think that's
okay.
But I think if you looked from the outside, you'd probably think that because they do.
They put up with us. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah. I think that's what I'm trying to say. But
no. Okay. Well, look, we'll sit on equal.
We'll sit on, I think equal, but like I do sort of.
I agree with that. I think if you notice you're the person who's giving a lot more and you're making a lot more effort, birthdays, you're putting in so much. I think birthdays are a really good indicator of how much people feel about you.
Yes.
Die on that hill. Especially your partner. If they do the minimum, like they transfer you like $100 for
HB.
HB. you know, it's about the effort. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really good time to assess how they feel. Your birthday's coming up, so we'll be keeping tabs on John.
Yeah, my birthday is coming up 26th. Throw up.
But yeah, agree. I think we can agree on that
one. I agree.
Yeah.
Sorry, that's toxic, but yeah.
I've been the girl before who loved way more, and it's so embarrassing.
Never works out.
No, they never works out. He didn't respect me. Mm-mm. This is another slightly sassy one. Wow. I'm getting all the little sass ones.
Love the sass ones.
Okay. So, you know, when you meet someone and they say, what are you looking for in a guy? Like, what are you looking for in a relationship? What's your dream man? So instead of basically revealing to him on the first date or whenever it may be, early days, exactly the playbook for him to be your dream man, potentially love bomb you or potentially pretend to be that person. Then they get you. Then they just treat you like us. What we're going to say now is, I'll know when I find it.
Mic drop.
That's, I think I just so dabbed good. A little bit. That was weird.
No, I love, this is what I mean. Like, this is just, again, so polite, succinct, straight, just chef's kiss all round.
Yeah, just like, I'm cool, calm, relaxed. Because
when I find it, like, polite, feminine.
Yeah, I feel like we're so quick to be like, okay, so I want someone to do this, do that. And then they're like, check, 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 check. I'll be that person for like 3 months and then my true self will come out and they'll be like, whoa. Mm-hmm. So,
I love that response. I love these little one-liners. Yeah. They're so good.
Then we can assess them like authentically and you know exactly they're showing up as themselves because they don't know what you want. Mm-hmm. They have no idea. Mm-hmm. Mystery.
Up for the challenge.
Oh, they love a challenge.
I know. If he wanted to, he would. And if he won't, someone else will.
Ooh.
Again, so sassy. Wow. Love it. We were doing some research on this one. The community is very divided over if he wanted to, he would.
Mm.
I think I agree with it.
I don't take it as like super like deep because obviously it's situational. Like you can't be like, if he wanted to get me a private jet to Amangiri, he would when he's on like 50,000 a year. You know what I mean? Like it's not.
Yeah, you have to be realistic. You can't be like, why am I not getting a 5-carat diamond ring? Like if he wanted to, he would.
Like I think that is different, but it's more in the sense of like if effort. He wanted to call you between work and the gym, he only had 10 minutes, but if he wanted to, he would have and he didn't. Like that's, those kind of things.
That's how I take it.
Yeah.
Like, if he wanted to, like it's kind of going back in my mind, I think of it like if they like you, they would show you.
Yes.
Like if he wanted to, he would have. And because he didn't, he doesn't want to.
I can't speak on behalf of the male community because, you know, I'm not, but what I've seen over the years is pretty obvious. Like when a guy wants you, it's like immensely obvious.
This is what I think, we overcomplicate it so much, but at the end of the day, it's so like you will know if a guy is interested
and
putting effort in.
Like I've, you know, like been seeing guys that clearly did not like me.
And you know, but you just make up all these things.
Yeah, you're like,
oh,
you know, he had some trauma like when he was younger and like that's probably why he can't open up. Or and then he's, you know, he had this and you make up all these excuses when really like they just like don't really care about you.
At the end, it's like that movie. I love that. Have you watched He's Just Not That Into You? Please, dear God, tell me you have. Please.
No, I have, but I can't remember what's going on.
Well, girlies, that's your homework this week. Watch that movie.
Is that The Yellow Dress?
No, that's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Also, fantastic film. That's my favorite rom-com of all time.
I'm getting so confused.
Oh, my God.
I don't know films.
You need to watch. Okay, watch He's Just Not That Into You because it's like this whole concept about how girls make up so many reasons for why he's not calling. But at the end of the day, it's like he's just not that into you.
I remember that movie.
It's a great film. It's a little bit harsh, but it's good.
It's true. It's also not a reflection on you.
Oh my God, it's nothing to do with you.
Think about how many people you've met, right?
Yeah.
And like they're great people.
Mm-hmm.
And you think they're attractive or whatever, but you're just like, it doesn't line up.
Yeah.
We can't make this work. It's nothing to do with them.
Nothing.
They could be on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Tick, 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 tick. But something just doesn't hit and it doesn't mean anything bad about you. Like you could be the ripest, juiciest bitch in the world.
It's another thing when they say guys have like a taxi light.
Oh, wait, what is that? Stoplight theory?
Taxi light theory basically means they get to a certain age and their light goes on and they're looking for their long-term partner at some point.
Mm.
So like you could meet the same guy at 25 and he doesn't care about you. And then you meet him when his light's on at 32 when he wants a wife and family.
Mm.
So it's just, I think it's
timing is important.
It's nothing to do with you, but I think at the end of the day, you'll know if he's interested.
Yeah. It's obvious.
Yeah.
I actually always talk about that with Tom. I don't know why I keep saying like,
my partner.
We're so far gone now. Like it's fine. Just like joking about like if we would have been together if we met younger and we said like probably wouldn't be.
No.
And like our relationship is so great right now, but we always say like if we met 5 years prior at those stages in our life, we probably wouldn't have ended up together. And it's nothing to do with each of us because we're the same, you know, like
same people.
But it's just lifestyle was so different then it just wouldn't have worked.
Well, like think of John and I
at
21.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean? Like it's this, we're the same people, but it's just like your different phases of life. I don't know. So
I agree. It's not that deep. It's not that personal.
It's not that personal. Sometimes things just don't work. You probably need to do some growth. They need to do some growth. Both parties.
Yeah. But also every time you have like a situationship or a date, it doesn't work out.
It's like, lesson.
Thank you. One less before I meet my
thank
next person.
Next. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Thank you. Okay, Ari. Ari. Oh my God. Do we like the new song, by the way? Yes.
No, I don't. Do you? Oh
no, I don't like it. Ooh. I know, and I thought I was going to. I'm obsessed with Ari.
You're like a number one stan.
I know, I don't like the song. I was really sad about it. It's too like it's too boppy.
It's yeah, it's not mine.
I wanted like a in my head, like a Ghostin.
Mm.
Even like a Seven Rings.
Mm.
Do you know these songs?
Lashes and Diamonds. Is that one?
Yeah.
Oh, love my bitches.
That's like a bop. It's cool. This one's like I can appreciate it.
Yeah.
I think she's targeting. Anyways, whatever. We're getting off track.
Also, just one more note on that. Like, the messaging's like.
Okay, but she did. I mean, like, we're going to fight about this. We're going to punch on.
Okay.
But she, I mean, we don't know what's true.
True.
Because she did in the video clip. Did you watch it?
No.
She says at the start, she basically gets critics in and they make a jab at it. And she's like, did you hear she did this? And they were like, well, I read it on the internet, so it must be true.
Right.
So I think she's saying it's not true. But again, I don't know.
I mean, the timing's like, I mean, it's pretty close to the birth
of
his baby.
I think it's in poor taste. I think either way, it's in very poor taste.
Yeah. Like, look, I wasn't there.
I mean, we don't know. She probably did.
I think the messaging of the song is like, right. But I think in context, it's a bit like, oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe
I think everyone's just very divided about it.
Just kept that one in the archives.
It's like very. Very divided.
Anywho, okay, this next one is something I actually probably saw on TikTok a while ago. It's embedded in the brain. I didn't actually look it up again, but it's stuck here because it's so good. And I think I've even said it on the podcast before. Mm. So imagine the guy that you're dating, right? Or seeing. Now imagine Margot Robbie, who is gorgeous.
10.
Imagine if Margot Robbie asks a guy on a date, right? Whether that's the guy you're dating, whoever. Think about how much effort he's going to put into that day, okay? Mm. Like a normal dude. He's going to go above and beyond. He's going to book a lovely restaurant. He's going to dress up nice. He's going to pick her up. He's going to do everything right because it's Margot Robbie and it's his one chance. We are Margot Robbie, okay, in this situation. And if he is not treating you as such, goodbye, because it's a good thing to keep in your mind. Would he do this?
If I were Margot Robbie.
Would he be flaking on me like an hour before the date if I was Margot Robbie? No. Would he be asking to split the bill with Margot Robbie? Maybe.
You'd probably ask her to pay for it.
But do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like, would she accept being treated like this? No. So why are you?
Yeah. I love that one. I agree.
Shout out Margot. I mean, you can insert whoever.
Megan
celebrity. Pops. Insert whoever. But do you know what I mean? Put yourself as that person and imagine how
they would treat
whoever them. You're going on the date with would treat that person. And if you're not receiving that.
Goodbye. Texting isn't the only way that they can show their interest in you.
Dude, it's so true. I feel like we get so caught up. Well, I feel like we get so caught up on like, he didn't text me back. How long did he take to text me? Like, he seemed blunt. He seemed short. He didn't text me at all. Let's just stop texting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A concept. Calls?
Calls. I love a call.
Don't you?
Well.
A pre-warned call.
A pre-booked because we've spoken about it.
Yeah, I want to know when you're calling me.
I want you to text me back. Can we call?
Because also when you're texting, I think it's so easy to misinterpret the vibe, the energy, the wording, the timing.
This was my issue for like 2 years, texting.
Same. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you also spend so much of your day like wondering when they're going to text you back. It's taking up too much brain power.
Too much.
Moving forward, 2024, we're scheduling calls.
Scheduling.
We're going on dates. We're not saying, what did you have for breakfast?
Ew.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I completely agree.
How are you?
No, I'm not a big texter. I think texting isn't. I think we've been conditioned to think like they should be texting us every morning, giving updates. If they don't, then they don't like us.
Yeah, like, they're online. Like, why haven't they messaged me?
It kind of goes back to the whole, like, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's not the only way that they can show their interest in you.
No, let's decenter texting from dating moving forward, because I think it will stop so many fights.
Yeah. But we're not saying like if they just have no communication for a week.
No, yeah. But I think a call, a walk, a hangout, a planned meeting, so much better. I also had one more TikTok. I'll join in with this one. Another piece of advice was, if you are texting, don't end the conversation. So you know how sometimes you'll be like, good night, I'm going to bed, like talk in the morning. And then you're like waiting for them to text you. From now on, we're just not replying. Like, we're leaving it open-ended so you can pick the conversation back up whenever you want. I also feel like sometimes that can be quite dismissive. Like, if you're like, oh, I'm going here, got to go, bye.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, good night.
Yeah. I don't know. It's orkies. And then someone has to pick the convo back up. So rolling conversations, but we're decentering texting. Yeah. I think they all band in together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no more.
Don't read into text too much.
Well, do you remember when I first started dating Tom? I think I've spoken about this, but this is great example.
I do.
How could anyone forget?
It was the spiral. It was a real breakdown.
So my past relationship, it was like texting. Mm-hmm. We didn't call. We were always texting, and there were so many fights from texting.
Because you don't know what the tone is. Tone is such a big thing.
I'd see like a full stop and cry for 3 hours thinking that they were breaking up with me.
Isn't there like a study that they did that communication is like 90%? Visual.
Interesting.
It's not actually what you're saying. It's like the way that you say it and like
makes sense.
Your body language. So if you're texting, it takes out all of that.
Because you can go no or you can go no.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's written the same.
And if you look at no, I could say like no.
Yeah, nah.
If you read no as a text, it's always no. Yeah. Always.
And full stops seem aggressive, but like they're just grammatically correct. So we're just like not even fucking with that this year. We're moving on. We're communicating properly. Mm-hmm. Sometimes texting, fine, but we're not making it our main form of, you know, checking in.
But if they don't text you, like
at
the start, do you remember when?
Oh my God, Tom. Okay, this is back to my story. So Tom, he's been in healthy relationships. Me? No. I haven't.
Can't relate.
So that's the first thing. And then the second thing was at the start, I would like text him, right? And I'd expect our text to go all day. Like,
because
that's what I was used to. I thought we'd text and reply and reply. And then I'd wait a little bit. Like he replies in an hour. I'd reply in 2 hours. Like I thought that's what we were doing.
And if he doesn't like me.
Yes. And if he didn't reply, I would spiral, right? And I remember just being like, Maddie, there was a one specific day and we were meant to hang out and he hadn't texted me. It was probably like 7 a.m. or something stupid. And I was like, it was early. It was like 5 a.m. I'm like, he hasn't messaged me. Say good morning.
We're off. We're breaking up.
He hates me. He's blocked me. I think we're trying to plan something and he hadn't messaged me that morning. And I was just like, oh my God. Like, I think the plan was in that evening. And I was like, he hates me. Like, he doesn't like me. Like, he hasn't replied to me. And I was spiraling. I was talking to you. I was talking to John. Like anyone who would listen, I'm like, it's done. And then he called me at like after he finished his work.
Yeah. And he was like, are you keen for tonight? And you were like, what?
I was like, I said, we're going on a date. And I'm like, yeah. I was like, but you didn't text me today. He's like, I've been at work. Like, are you keen for tonight? Like, I'm going to come pick you up. I was like, Oh, yeah, no, like totally.
Yeah.
I've been like spiraling all day, like he hates me. And that just goes to show that
texting's not everything.
I was over here and he was completely over here.
Scheduling calls, okay? Scheduling calls.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it for this week's episode. We hope you guys have enjoyed hearing some of the dating advice. I really liked it.
This was half of our list. We have so many more.
Oh, we can do part two if you want part two.
We have overrun our studio time by a lot because we're running late. So this is a short episode, but
that is on brand for us.
Yep. We can do a part two with the rest.
Yeah, let us know.
If you want it, you guys can get it.
Housekeeping before we let you guys go. I sound like a teacher when I do that every time.
Girls.
Girls, sit down. The bell hasn't rung yet.
The bell doesn't excuse you. Whoa. I do.
I just had such a flashback. Okay, deja vu. If you guys would like to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, it's just at GirlCo the podcast.
And YouTube.
That will be linked in the show notes down below. See you next week.
You. Bye. You. I don't know why I said that.